It is FFA week, and today we are talking with Kelsey Elbel. She is a senior and the chapter president for the Holden FFA chapter. Kelsey, how long have you been in the FFA?
I have been in FFA since my freshman year.
Now, do you plan to continue?
Yes, I'm going to apply for a state office this year, and hopefully I'm awarded one of those positions.
Have you been to any of the conventions?
I have. I went to National Convention my freshman year, which was an excellent experience. And I've been to state convention every year since, and that has just really strengthened my belief in FFA.
Now at state convention, what were you involved in? Did you get a chance to get up on stage?
I actually did not make it on stage. I'm a public speaker, and I was not in the top six last year.
Beforehand, we talked about your SAE project. What is that?
SAE is Supervised Agricultural Experience, and each member of the FFA has an SAE, and I chose veterinary science placement, meaning that I work at Lee Summit Animal Hospital, and I use those hours and pay for my SAE.
That brings me to my next question. What do you plan to do after high school?
I am actually applying to the United States Air Force Academy. I hope to major in legal studies and later become a JAG officer.
Now, in the time that you've been in FFA, what do you think that the FFA has offered you and taught you in the time that you've been in?
I believe that without FFA, I would not have near the leadership skills that I have today. FFA has just really honed in on those skills and helped me express them through different activities.
What do you have to say to kids that are just now getting into FFA?
I think that those kids that are just starting out in FFA should really do everything they can. You're going to get out of it what you put into it, and it's just a great organization that there's so many different things for everybody out there.
Again, that was Kelsey Elbel. She is a senior and chapter president for the Holden FFA chapter. Kelsey, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Josh.